there's more evidence that the presidential race may influence which party controls the state Senate in New York. Karen DeWitt reports.
Currently, the GOP is holding on to the Senate with the help of one Democrat who meets with them. But a new Siena College poll finds that nearly two-thirds of voters think that Donald Trump at the top of the ticket will not help Republicans keep the Senate, and Hillary Clinton as the Democratic presidential candidate will actually help Democrats regain the chamber, says Siena spokesman Steve Greenberg.
This is a sentiment. This is not a look at a particular Senate district. But what I think this does say is that there are a lot of Republicans, or at least a sizable number of Republicans, who are concerned about Donald Trump at the top of the ticket, don't want to support him, and are not sure whether they're going to come out and vote or not.
The politics of the Senate are far more complicated than just Democrats versus Republicans, though. Five senators meet in their own group, the Independent Democratic Conference. They formed a coalition with Republicans in the past, and they have so far not promised that they'd necessarily rejoin with other Democrats after elections. The poll also looked at the race for U.S. Senate and finds Senator Chuck Schumer, a Democrat, continues to be very popular, even among some Republicans, and he has a nearly 40-point lead over his challenger, GOP candidate Wendy Long.
We're less than 12 weeks till Election Day, and it appears that Chuck Schumer is coasting to an easy re-election to a fourth term in the U.S. Senate.
Senator Schumer is also likely to be the next Senate majority leader should Democrats regain control of the U.S. Senate. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.